Theo?
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
Well, Dad and I are putting up decorations for Denise's wedding shower.
Denise is getting married?
No, but her friend Veronica is. And because Denise is the maid of honor, she's giving the shower.
What's a maid of honor?
Well, in a wedding, it's kind of like the best man, only it's a woman.
Why don't they call us the best woman?
Rudy, I'm a guy. I don't know these things.
What do you do at a shower?
Well, it's kind of like a party. All your friends come over and they give you a lot of gifts.
Can a man have a shower?
I don't see why not.
Then I'm getting married. Who are you gonna marry? I don't know. It might be you, might not.
I might say yes. I might say no.
Tell you what, just in case, we'll save the decorations.
All right, let's go play checkers. See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Your brother's cool.
Oh, family's cool.
Oh, now this is all right. Yeah.
Now, I figured we could hang this above the stairs.
Hanging? Is that all you're going to do is hang it? I thought you'd be a little more creative. I mean, something like a big bow right here that would symbolize the tying of the knot.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
It's symbolic yet festive.
Bold yet artsy-craftsy.
You know, Dad, this is kind of scary.
What do you mean, climbing up the ladder?
No, Dad. You see, Veronica's Denise's age. That's only 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And she's getting married?
Yeah, so what you're afraid of is the age she's getting married
at. Well, yeah. See, I'm not getting married until I've had all the fun I can. Which means I want to go places where I want to go. I could be footloose and fancy-free.
Well, that's fine.
You know, Dad, I've been watching you.
Uh-huh.
And you've been married for years.
Yeah.
Your wife won't let you do anything.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You can't call the guys on the phone and say, hey, let's go hang out. If you want to go to a party, Dad, you have to take her with you. And she won't even let you have a sports car.
If I wanted a sports car, I could get one.
All I'm saying is I'm going to wait a long time before I settle down with the woman and let her beat up on me.
Your mother doesn't beat up on me. We're in love.
Maybe so. But I'm going to squeeze out every ounce of fun I have in me before I get too old.
Okay, now what age is that?
24.
Yeah, you'll really be burnt out by then.
Dad. Mm-hmm. Once you put the ring on that finger, mm-hmm. It's all over. Marriage is the death of fun.
Then these decorations we're putting up, maybe we better take them down, put up some skull and crossbows.
How about if we get a giant rolling pin and hang it from the ceiling?
Yeah, and how about if I tell your mother when she comes home what you say?
Dad, I'm just playing.
No, you're not playing. You have to give me some money now.
Okay, Dad, come on.
Play another game?
Not yet. I'm thirsty. I like to have a glass of juice.
Okay, it's in the refrigerator.
You should get it for me.
Why?
You're a woman. That's your job.
Excuse me?
You're supposed to wait on a man.
Nuh-uh. Sandra says a woman shouldn't spend her life waiting on a man.
Okay, but the woman I'm at is gonna get me some juice.
Not gonna be me, bud.
I wouldn't marry you.
Why?
Because you're evil.
Where'd you get that?
The blues.
What blues?
When my brother plays the blues songs, the man on the record always says, you're mean and evil. You do the things you ought not do. And that's you, evil.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, donkey head.
Mashed potato head. Carl, hold it. Now stop it.
How come every time you guys play, you get into an argument?
He called me evil.
Because she is.
No, I'm not.
Would yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Stop. Now, Dad said if I wanted, I could take you to skating this afternoon. But I can't do that if you're going to be fighting.
We won't fight.
Right.
You promise?
We promise.
Now, shake hands and apologize.
I'm sorry, Rudy.
I'm sorry, too.
Okay, let's go.
But you're still a donkey head.
And you're a mashed potato head.
I'd rather be a mashed potato head than a donkey head.
This is lovely.
Thanks. Dad and I worked on it all morning.
Wow, it's really great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I was wondering, what do you wear to something like this?
Usually a skirt and a blouse.
Yeah, right. I guess I just wear a coat and tie.
Right.
What's wrong?
Yeah, this is a wedding show. It's for women. Men aren't invited.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, how come you didn't tell us this before we did all this work?
Well, I thought you were doing it because you wanted to help.
Well, I did, but I thought it was something in it for me.
Oh, well, there is. Thank you, O dearest brother, O thou.
And that's it?
No, O most precious number one son. Your diligent work will live forever in my memory.
Well, thanks. It's nice to know that you're laughing with me and not at me.
Right.
Well, hi, Cliff.
Hey.
Things are coming together very nicely.
Did you see my bow?
Yes, I saw your bow. It's the best, and so are you.
Thank you.
And because you are, I have something for you.
What is it?
It's out in the car. It's a surprise.
What?
When I saw it, I said, that's Cliff.
What? What is it?
Shelves.
Shelves?
Yeah, but not just shelves. I mean, this is a do-it-yourself kit from France. This is what you've been wanting for your office.
Oh, well, I'll go out and get it, and I'll assemble it first thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why don't you start today?
Are you trying to give me something to do so that I won't peek in on your little sad, tired shower?
Yes.
Ha!
I know how you are. See, you cannot take it when people are having fun and you're not included.
Get out of here.
It's true. And that's why I bought the shelves, so that you'll have something to do and you won't come upstairs and bother everybody.
Yeah, well, I happen to be a wizard with tools, so I will have finished assembling those shelves before your little tired shower starts.
Okay. You can come upstairs if you finish the shelves, but they must be fully assembled. Is that a deal?
Sure, it's a deal.
All right.
But after I finish them and I get Theo to help me, I may not even want to come up to the shower. I may just decide to go out someplace by myself.
Good.
I might even go and look at some sports cars by myself. And eat a hoagie and put extra mayonnaise on it by myself.
Well, I'm going to leave this room so you can sit here and continue talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. He's trying to beat up on me all the time.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Theo.
Hey, how you doing?
I can't believe how much you've grown.
Well, I can't believe you're getting married.
Well, if I'd have known you were going to turn out so handsome, I'd have waited.
Really?
You bet.
You know, Veronica, I never told you this, but there was a time when I was really in love with you.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Well, I was only 8.
Monica? Denise?
I'm so excited.
Oh, you look so good. I'm so excited.
Everybody's coming. Charlene's coming.
Charlene's coming. Yes, it's
Beverly. Hey, hey, hey.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yes. How are you?
Oh, great.
Oh, Veronica. Oh, you are so
you look great. Wait till you see her dress. It's so gorgeous.
It's very
fresh. Theo.
Dad.
Wedding.
I have no idea.
You want to go to the... Let's go talk about...
Oh, come on. Yeah, I was thinking about something.
They sure
are
having a good time up there.
Yeah, but they're not having as much fun as we are. Very good.
Yeah, but Dad, they're laughing and we're not.
Laughing doesn't always mean you're having fun. I mean, there are times when you can experience joy from within.
Like the joy we're feeling now.
That is correct. Now, let's get started.
Breaking up the shelves, boys.
Heck it. Dad, could you hand me the instructions?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Breaking up the shelves, boys.
Dad.
Huh?
These instructions are in French.
Okay, well, they have an English version around it, so take a look.
Breaking up the shelves.
I don't see the English version.
Okay, well, then you translate.
Why me?
Because you're taking French in school.
Dad, I've only had one semester of this.
Well, so what? You got nouns, verbs, and numbers, right?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Assemblage. Hey, that means assembly. Okay. Now, the picture says you're supposed to hold the vertical part up. Okay, now, allez donc m'aller. With the mallet. Okay. With the mallet, pound your ankle into slot A. Then it says cheville.
Read on, please.
Posez Maudrière sur un chevalet. Put your mother on a horse.
Wow.
Liz, these candlesticks are beautiful.
Those are for all your romantic candlelight dinners.
What romantic dinners? They're getting married.
Wait, that's not all. It comes with a poem. There once was a girl named Veronica who liked to play the harmonica.
I don't play the harmonica.
I know, but it rhymes. She loved a man named Jim, and when she married him, they made music like the Philharmonica.
Aww. Well, we were all deeply moved by that wonderful work of art, but it's time for the next gift.
Here, this is from me.
Thank you.
It's something for your wedding night.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Do you like it?
Charlene, you're terrible. I can't show this to Jim.
Oh, come on, open it up.
No.
Oh,
hi. You all are making so much noise, the police are going to come and raid the joint.
Excuse me, Kip, what are you doing up here?
Oh, I came up to get the French-English dictionary.
That is a sad little excuse.
No, I need the French-English dictionary because I'm assembling the shelves.
Get the dictionary.
I have it.
Now get out.
I don't believe I've met everyone.
You don't
here.
Need to meet everyone.
But you're embarrassing me.
No, darling, you're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, it's okay. I hope you get to play at the Philharmonica.
Yeah!
And I saw what was in the box. So, what's next? Son, what's next?
Oh, sorry, Dad. My mind was somewhere else.
Upstairs, right?
Dad, I can't help it. Upstairs are the most incredible women, and they're all the perfect age.
What's wrong with the girls your age?
Well, they try too hard. You see, the girls up there don't have to try because they have it all together, because they're college girls. They know how to dress. They know what perfume to wear. They're better drivers.
Why are they better drivers?
Because they have cars.
I'm sorry, I lost my head.
Dad, you know, I would love to be able to ask one of them out.
Well, then why don't you?
Dad, I don't stand a chance. I mean, I have the poise, I have the looks, I have the mustache for it.
It is coming in nicely.
Thank you.
So what's the problem?
Dad, the problem is I don't have any heavy armaments. The air power, the sea power.
You want a boat and a plane?
No, Dad, I want a sports car. Dad, a sports car would give me the confidence to talk to these girls and ask them out.
I think what you should do is go down to a college campus and walk around, look at the cars, and the one that you like, lean back on it and fold your arms like this and build up that confidence. You know, like that's your car, and when you see a nice-looking person come by, then you look at her and you say, hi. And act like it's your car. You like that idea?
Dad, I've tried it and it doesn't work.
Thank you, but I think you all went a little overboard on the gifts.
Oh, wait a minute. There is one more.
This is from me.
Thank you. Like it? I took some old photographs and I put together a history of you and Jim.
This is great. Look at this.
Thanks. See, there is your first date. There's the prom. There's graduation.
Thank you. This is so special.
Yeah, I left some of these blanks so you could fill them in after you get married. Oh, that's a great idea, because you could fill it in with pictures of your house and your pets and all the children you're going to have.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starved. Let's eat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eat.
The dining room is this way.
So what we have is
fattening food. Okay, guys, I
oh, my God, I can't wait. I can't wait to eat this food.
Hi. You okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I just wanted to get away from everything for a minute.
No, that's okay.
Your room looks different.
This is not my room anymore. It's Vanessa's.
Oh, then maybe we should leave.
Oh, no, it's all right. She allows me to sleep here when I come home.
You know, I always liked this room.
Yeah, we did spend a lot of nights up here together, didn't we?
Right? Talking about boys.
And we're going to travel all over Europe together?
Oh, then come back to New York and open our own high fashion boutique.
Oh, right, right.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard traveling all over Europe now unless Jim wants to come along and take care of the baby.
Oh, what's the baby?
It must be healthy because I'm sick every morning. My mom says she was the same way when she carried me.
Yeah, how's your mom doing?
Oh, she's been great. Very supportive.
Yeah? How about your dad?
He's still having problems with it, but they are letting Jim and me move in with him till we can save a little money.
Oh, that's good.
Denise, be honest with me. Am I fat?
No, Monica.
I mean, look at this. I'm starting the show.
No, you're not. No one even noticed.
In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be out to hear the Blimp Bride. You guys are going to have to roll me down the aisle.
Stop. You're going to look beautiful.
Denise? I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Of course you are. Everything's gonna be fine.
But it's not working out the way we planned.
Oh, of course not. This thing wasn't planned. It just sort of happened, but you're making the best of it.
Well, it didn't just sort of happen.
Well, no, it didn't just happen. I mean, you guys got lost in the passion and forgot.
Denise, I got pregnant on purpose.
Right. Come on, Veronica.
No, I'm serious. We planned this.
Veronica, why would you do something like that?
Well, you know how Jim and I always talked about getting married. And how my dad said it was out of the question until I finished college. We figured this would be the best way to get his permission.
I don't believe this.
Well, we knew we'd have children someday, so we just thought we could start it sooner.
Well, this is real soon, Veronica.
Yeah, but we planned everything. How we'd have the baby, still go to school, and get part-time jobs. It sounded good at the time, but nothing's working out. Denise, I can't get a decent job without a college degree. And Jim had to drop out of school to work full time, and he hasn't found a job yet. We don't have any money at all. Denise, everything's falling apart.
Come here. Everything is gonna work out fine.
You really think so?
Yes, I know so.
Denise, it may not seem like it, but I am having fun at my shower.
Sweetie, how was the skating?
Fabulous!
Where's Kenny?
I dropped him off at his house.
Are you all right?
Mom, this was the worst day of my life. Those two wore me out. I mean, they fought constantly, and when they weren't fighting, they were chasing each other or running away from me. I mean, I didn't get to skate all day.
Well, I'm sorry you had such a rough time.
Mom, they're pigs. They ate everything they got their hands on. I don't know how you've done it all these years. Kids are rotten. I'm just glad I was never that way.
Me too. Okay. This is it.
And I am finished in the dining room.
Good.
Mom?
Yes.
Veronica's a really good friend.
Yes, she is.
Do you think she's too young to get married?
No, but she is a little young to have a baby.
You know?
Well, now, Denise, she has announced her engagement, had her shower, and is getting married all in the same month. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
I guess.
And she's beginning to show.
Oh, Mom, don't tell her. She'll freak.
Oh, I won't say anything.
Mom, I've tried to be positive about it. I told her I think everything's going to work out great, but I don't think I really believe it. I mean, if this thing happened to me...
Oh, honey, this wouldn't happen to you.
Yeah, I know, but just let's say...
It won't.
But, Mom...
It won't.
Well, let's say I sort of planned it.
Denise, are you trying to tell me that you want to have a baby?
No.
Okay, then why are you bringing this up?
You promised not to tell anyone?
Tell anyone what?
Veronica got pregnant on purpose.
What?
Yeah, see, she and Jim wanted to get married now, and they knew this way their parents would have to say yes.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. Veronica and her boyfriend, who do not have jobs and who are moving in with her parents, decided to have this baby on purpose.
Yes.
Do you know if one of you pulled a stunt like that, I would wring your neck?
I believe you.
I hope you do, because that is the most selfish and irresponsible thing I've ever heard of.
Ma, you don't understand.
No, I do understand. No, I understand. This child hasn't gone off on her own and done this. She is moving in with her parents. That means that this becomes their problem, too. And I am sure that they did not plan on having another baby.
Yeah, well, now that Veronica's done this, she's really afraid.
Oh, she should be afraid. She should be more than afraid.
Mom, I understand what you're saying, but Veronica's my friend. I mean, whatever she's done, I have to help her. I just have to make sure she can handle this.
Denise, I know you feel this way, and I'm glad you feel this way. But, honey, you have to learn how to care about people without taking on all their problems. Now, Veronica has created this situation for herself. This is for her to deal with, not you.
I know.
As her friend, the most that you can do is to love her and to let her know that you're here for her.
I've done that, but it just doesn't feel like it's enough.
Trust me, it is.
Okay. Thanks, Mom. Wow. I thought as you got older, life got easier.
Well, I don't know why you thought that.
Me neither.
Hi.
Well, hello. Are you finished?
No. We still have not assembled the shelves. I came up to get a soda, if it's all right to have one in my own home.
It's all right. Sit down. I'll get it for you.
Thank you so much, kind woman.
I am very sorry that you didn't finish the shelves in time to join us for the shower.
Yes, you are sorry. Because if you'd had any intelligence at all, dear, you'd have purchased the thing and made sure that it had the English version of it. This way, all I'm doing is dealing with a son downstairs who's had 1 year of French, and I don't know what that comes through because he's got me driving my mother with the mallet through the ankle.
Let's see. The English version.
You had this the whole time, didn't you?
Oui, monsieur.
I didn't want to come to your old raggedy party anyway.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.